Jenny Ruth Workshops is a registered charity and a social enterprise based in Ripon. They provide a productive workshop for adults with learning disabilities who gain work and life skills and a sense of pride from making and selling a wide range of everyday products that they sell to businesses, individuals and community groups too. Amongst all the things they've been involved in this year, it included everything connected with Remembrance Day that took place in Ripon. Here's Operations Manager Denise Carrigan.
Which we've had a lovely part in, making poppies for the Remembrance Wall of the Fields of Mud, Seeds of Hope exhibition at Ripon Cathedral, and the wooden poppies outside. We've been a part of it, we've helped. We haven't done it all by any means. There's lots of fantastic people in Ripon, Dan Metcalf and others who've worked on that. But we're proud to be a part of that, and we are a part of the community, and we're about going out and showing ability. These guys that we work with, adults with learning disabilities, can do so much, and we're a part of Ripon. Ripon people support us, and our work is out there for a lot of businesses, and they've got a lot of talent.
My name is Alexandra Arnell.
Hello, Alexandra. So just tell me why it's so good to be part of Jenny Ruth Workshops.
I like it, and I like being here because I like being with all of my friends at Jenny Ruth Workshop.
Amazing stuff. What about yourself? Is it Bethany?
Well, I'm called Bethany Ellison, the founding member of Jenny Ruth Workshops.
Okay, Bethany. And just tell me about the project that you're doing at the moment.
Well, basically, we have courses with Diane Woodbine in North Yorkshire Council. And what that we're doing, we do the Total PSD. If you don't know what it stands for, it's for personal social development.
Can you just explain a little bit more about what you have to do within that?
Well, we are basically appealing for asking for just donations from any other people who would like to donate for our 20 tweet boxes.
For Christmas, obviously.
Yeah.
In the approach. And who have we got at the end? What's your name?
I'm Annie Pybus.
Hello, Annie. And can you just tell me exactly how you've been assisting with this project so far? What's gone on?
We've been separating our different treat boxes into, like, separate the smelly stuff on the other side and the food on the other side.
It's all ordered, and you guys are responsible for putting it in the different boxes, yeah? So how much have you received so far, and how much more do you need?
Well, so far, we had a lot being given for our workers. We had a huge box from Joe Watson from Ripon. There was a lot. So we are appealing to ask for the four nations, just donations.
Okay, no worries. And what's the time duration of this? How long have people got to get involved?
Well, we're done till the 17th, just after December.
Okay, so we've not got long, really. We need people to act.
Yeah.
Why should people get involved, do you think?
To be more activity.
To find out more, you can log on to jennyruth.co.uk. We will be putting a link on the family page of strayfm.com. And teacher from North Yorkshire County Council, who is currently working with Jenny Ruth Workshops, Diane Grubb, where did the idea come from?
The qualification that the students will get at the end of the year is in personal and social development, which we teach about healthy eating, keeping fit, everything that will help when they go out into the outside world, just basically to be able to look after themselves. But one of the units in the overall qualification is community action. And I asked them what they would like to do, if they would like to support the local community of Ripon. And we did some research. We spoke to a lady at the church, Ripon Trinity Church, and we were told that there were people who were using the food bank and who wouldn't really get anything very nice for Christmas. So they decided themselves they would like to organise for some treat boxes to be made up. We've actually got the families. We've got each individual family and how many people are in that family and how many children, their ages, so that we can make an individual box for each family, because it's not really very good if we give somebody who's a teenager something that would suit somebody who's in the 50s, maybe. So we've been trying to be able to identify exactly what we need, which is what they were saying when they were sorting things out. We've gone through and we've looked and we've said, oh, we've got a gap for a certain age group. And then we know that we can ask more people for that age group. And then on the Wednesday, the 12th, when I go into work, into Jenny Ruth's, we're going to go shopping. We're going to have our lists of what we're missing. And hopefully, if we have enough money, then we can get the gaps of different people that we don't seem to have enough gifts for.
What a fabulous idea. And it's going to be so nice as well to see the faces of those people when they actually receive the boxes too. If people are listening right now and they would like to donate, they would like to get involved, what's the quickest and easiest way for them to do that?
Probably, if they're able, to drop things at the church, because we send our van down every few days and bring anything back that's there. Or if people aren't able to get out, they could ring Jenny Ruth Workshops and we would be able to collect or drop things at Jenny Ruth Workshops.
Fantastic stuff. But time is of the essence for this.
Yeah, we have got quite a few things, but we would still like, I mean, anything that we get where we've managed to get our 20 treat boxes for the people that we know, anything extra that we get, we will also take to food banks so that people, nobody will go without. That's the aim, to try and let nobody go without this Christmas.
So with regards to the kind of donations that you need, Beth, what are you looking for?
Well, basically, it's goods like sweets, chocolates, any food that they have got, and any items like CDs and books.
All right, so not only the food, but also a few entertainment things. And any smellies?
Yeah,
any
smellies,
yeah.
CDs, toys.
They always go down well.
Maybe and books.
Well,
yeah.
And I know something else that you've got going on, a Christmas fair. When's that?
It's the 7th of December. If you would like to come, tell all your friends and all your colleagues who work here.
OK, and whereabouts is that?
Jenny Roof Workshop, Newby Hall Estate, Ripon.
Fantastic. And what kind of things are you going to be doing at the Christmas fair?
Tombola, craft doll, refreshments and raffle.
And lots of festive fun by the sounds of it. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time out to tell us about it all. And I know that we need to thank you, Abdul, and all the team at Flavours of India in Boroughbridge, because on Monday next week, the 10th of December, they're laying on a special night, raising funds for you guys. All the proceeds of the night are going to go towards the cause, which is amazing stuff. But remember, you can find out more on the website.